Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following the Federal Reserve's widely anticipated interest rate hike Wednesday, the housing market will likely see higher mortgage rates. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, the average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage on middle-class size homes increased to 4.27% from 4.09%, with points rising to 0.54 from 0.44. President Biden called Vladimir Putin a war criminal on Wednesday, just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to the United States Congress for more assistance in the fight against Russia's invasion.
I think he is a war criminal.
Earlier in the day, Biden condemned Russia's invasion and said the United States is sending more weapons to Ukraine. A spokesperson for the Kremlin, Dmitry Peskov, responded by saying, quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state, whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world." USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, the Democrat from Connecticut, denies owning individual stocks despite disclosing multi-million dollar stock purchases to the Senate Ethics Committee. Last month, Blumenthal claimed he did not own any individual stocks. Some lawmakers say Blumenthal violated the Stock Act by failing to disclose his wife's sale of $2.5 million worth of Robinhood stock in a timely manner. Hong Kong is bracing for another COVID-19 surge.
Workers in PPE gear in Hong Kong have carted the bodies of coronavirus victims into refrigerated shipping containers as the city morgues run out of space from their deadly Omicron surge. In under 3 months since the highly transmissible variant broke out, they've recorded nearly a million infections and over 4,700 deaths, the bulk of them from the city's unvaccinated elderly population. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We're all a little Irish today. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After calling President Putin a war criminal Wednesday, President Biden got a reply from Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. Quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state, whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world." End quote. The United States is stepping up defensive efforts in Ukraine.
The American people are answering President Zelensky's call for more help, more weapons for Ukraine to defend itself, more tools to fight Russian aggression. And that's what we're doing. In fact, we started our assistance to Ukraine before this war began, as they started to do exercises along the Ukrainian border to Russians, starting in March of last year. We took the threat of Putin invading very seriously, and we acted on it. We sent Ukraine more security assistance last year, $650 million in weapons, including anti-air and anti-armor equipment, before the invasion, more than we had ever provided before.
Despite fears that China may help Russia avoid economic sanctions and may even provide military support to Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime, China's ambassador to Ukraine told officials in the western city of Lviv this week that his country will support Ukraine both economically and politically. NASA's next generation moon rocket is making a highly anticipated slow motion journey from an assembly plant to its launch pad in Cape Canaveral, Florida. The next round of tests in the coming weeks, that will determine how soon the spaceship can fly. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Jim Simpson is going to join us in just a moment. He's an economist, investigative journalist, businessman, and author. His columns have been published in American Thinker, Breitbart, Daily Caller. I mean, just go down the line. His new book, Who Was Karl Marx? Does that matter to you? Do you care? Well, you should, because he talks about in this book the men, the motives, and the menace behind today's rampaging American left. Trevor Loudon, our good friend, the author and filmmaker, writes about the book. He says, this is the best book I've read on revolution and counter-revolution in recent memory. Mr. Simpson lays out in simple but dramatic terms the history of communism from Marx to the present and then tells us how to combat it. Well-written, timely, and brutally honest, Who Was Karl Marx is the most important book for patriots in many years. Bravo, Mr. Simpson. So as we wait to connect with Jim, you look at it and you see the influence of communism. You see what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. And, of course, the dangerous soundbite, the 8-second soundbite that came from Vladimir Putin today was that... And this is something that you got to look and say, okay, what happens post this war, this invasion of Ukraine? And Vladimir Putin, which he has been consistent in doing, tells you exactly what he's going to do. And what he said was that there is going to be a cleansing that's going to be taking place in Russia. So anybody who has an antithetical view of Mother Russia and the ideal and the vision that one Vladimir Putin has, they're going to, get rid of one way or another. And only the way in which the Russians and Vladimir Putin have been famous in doing. So that could be any number of remedies, but in any case, it is not going to be good. And here we are trying to negotiate. I say trying. Zelensky is his team is in the lead with Russia. Dinesh D'Souza opposed the proposition back in 2014. What if America was not part of the world stage? And I guess this is what we're seeing right now, but painstakingly pretty close to what Dinesh had pointed out in this documentary. Jim Simpson joins us now. Hey, Jim, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, we were just bragging on your book, and we're going to get into this a little bit more because the foundations are really they're important and critical for this time for people to understand what is in Putin's head, what's going on. And I would say that you've got a couple of forces. Not only do you have the communists here in Putin hoping that he's got a position, a higher authority there to play in the bigger scheme of things, but President Xi has his own ideas, and so is Klaus Schwab and the global elite.
Yeah.
So you've got the holy trinity here of power mongers that are going at it. So who's going to be the last man standing and the one that survives? Time will tell, right?
Well, I tell you, it is and was always going to be Russia. You know, Klaus Schwab, I know you saw that photo of him with the bust of Lenin behind him on his bookcase. You know, globalism is communism. You know, people need to understand the basic rules. Globalism is communism. There is no light between what Putin wants to do and what Klaus Schwab wants to do. They're just approaching it from a different angle. You know, globalist, the United Nations is global, but most people don't know that United Nations Charter was written by Alger Hiss, a Soviet agent,
yes.
along with 16 other communist and Council of Foreign Relations members who are all equally in bed with the idea of giving the Soviet Union an advantage, and they did. And the Soviets always considered the UN just another arm of their foreign policy. I mean, it's really stunning. You know, the United Nations has never had an American leader, even though we provide by far the most money to keep the UN alive. And all they do is come out with one thing after another that attacks the United States, Israel, and the West generally. And that's all part of the plan. And really, so they're all just coming at this from a different angle, which makes you wonder what Zelensky's real motive is, because Zelensky's a globalist. Zelensky's a follower of Klaus Schwab. Zelensky even said in the beginning, we're fighting this war to save globalism. I mean, you know, so you really, really have to wonder, and there's so much misinformation flying around, but I will say
exactly
that we are putting ourselves in a really dangerous position with all of this, drum beating, really, beating the war drum to help.
Well, even the words that are flying around, Jim, Lindsey Graham is saying things like, go assassinate your president. What?
Yes.
I mean, the people said that. People said that about Cuba, and look what happened. Look what president got assassinated.
Right.
I mean, this is dangerous stuff. You cannot go around saying that kind of stuff.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I've tweeted to Lindsey Graham, "Are you a total idiot or what?"
Yes.
I mean, and then the Republicans came out with a letter. Saying signed by James Inhofe, Mike Rogers, Marco Rubio, and some others, you know, saying, hey, we need to provide a heck of a lot more to Ukraine right now. And it's insanity. It really is. It's like beating the war drums. And they're going to, and with Biden in charge, they're just going to drag us right into World War III. We are really in dangerous territory right now.
Well, without a doubt, because they missed the exits along the way over the past decades. And now here we are, because we didn't pay for it then. Now we're paying it by way of an increased unnecessary number of casualties. And like you said, being on the brink of World War III, and modern day America has no idea. Europe has a little bit of an idea. They've grown up with it. They've seen murder, tens of millions of people die in these kind of wars. Yep. They shudder at it and everything like that. But here in the homeland of America, we have 3,000 people that die, or 2,700, at any given point whenever America has been attacked. And it's nothing by comparison. And now, with the lethality of nuclear weapons the level of sophistication that China and Russia has right now, I mean, you talk about mutual destruction. This could be unbelievable what could happen to this country. And even before then, I mean, we're already seeing what happens with this country and how easy it is to lose its mind over a virus, much less an EMP attack where all of a sudden, we can't get on the internet, right?
Right. Well, it's a lot more than that. We can't get on the internet. Our food starts to spoil. Our cars won't go anywhere. Yeah. I mean, that. And, this morning, Dmitry Medvedev said Russia has the might to put, I'm quoting, Russia has the might to put all of our brash enemies in their place. You know, they said,
well,
you're not
that's
going
right.
to...
Got to go to break, Jim. Let's talk more when we get on the other side. More from Jim Simpson after
what
this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See OpenRoadLending.com for details.
Minutes after the top of the hour, you know, the age-old proposition of follow the money is still in play here, no matter what. You've got to think in terms critically of what's going on. I mean, who is it that is profiting, you know, from what's going on between Russia and Ukraine? And think you not that there are people here that are profiting, and there's also, Jim Simpson, those that are would-be profiteers waiting for the next shoe to drop. And when that shoe drops, I mean, that $80 billion that was left behind in Afghanistan, guess what? It's windfall profit time again, because America and everybody else is going to need more armaments, right?
Yeah. No, it's yeah. right. I mean, we don't even know. You know, they appropriated $13 billion to Ukraine just last week in this recently passed omnibus $1.5 trillion monstrosity that was really just a small version of Biden's Build Back Better, which just makes the left flush with cash.
Right.
And then they included that $13 billion as part of it. And we don't know where that money's going.
That was my question.
We have no idea where it's going.
I think Hunter Biden is peddling it. He's going to Ukraine and he's looking for a quid pro quo like he did with everything else, right? I mean, and people may chuckle, but it's not that far fetched because we know that is what the Biden family does. I mean, we have it on tape. Yeah. Everybody has seen Joe Biden telling telling the contingent, telling the president Zelensky, you better get rid of that prosecutor. If you don't, you're not going to get $1 billion. Well, doggone it.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to leave in 6 hours. Well, doggone it if he didn't fire that prosecutor. And what was that prosecutor doing? He was checking on his son in Burisma, right?
Exactly.
This is so dirty. This is so dirty.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, you know, I saw a little video last night that a guy in Ukraine, an American in Ukraine, recorded, and I haven't verified it, but his statement was that all the American and British that went over there to volunteer to fight, a lot of them fled the front, and they were stopped by the Ukrainians, stripped of all of their weapons, and sent right back. And he said 100 of these people were housed in this building that was destroyed by a Russian airstrike, and they're all dead. And they're just being counted as Ukrainian dead. And he said, you know, we've got to get out of here. It was foolish. And, you know, I'll tell you, when people started doing that, I said, oh, God, these people are foolish. Because think about it. If Americans are dying in Ukraine, what kind of propaganda scoop is that for Zelensky to be able to arm twist Americans into even more support? And it makes you wonder what his motives are, because, you know, Russia can and will eventually, when the roads dry out and those columns that are stuck in the mud can move forward, Russia will roll over Ukraine in a matter of days. And they gave us a shot across the bow when they sent that Soviet-era drone into Croatia that landed, you know, harmlessly, but it demonstrated that even that slow, meandering weapon got right through all of the NATO defenses, wasn't even recognized. Now, what happens when you think of one of these hypersonic cruise missiles that they now have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Medvedev said Russia has the might to put all our brash enemies in their place, he's right. He's right. You know, we have relentlessly underestimated the power and strength of Russia, because with the quote unquote fall of the Soviet Union, they were supposedly, you know, really just a third-rate power. But they have kept their cards hidden. And if we get into some kind of shooting war, we will find out exactly what they have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're right. I think that people may be underestimating the lack of success that Russia is having right now. They had perceived that they were going to roll through Ukraine in a couple of days. And, of course, along the way now, you've got their own military that is disintegrating because they were told one thing. And, again, this is an example of what happens when you have bad leadership. If you're not honest and truthful with your soldiers, then you're going to pay for it down the road. And this is why they're, you know, jumping out of their tanks. You know, they're getting accosted by Ukraine crying and grandmas that are embarrassing them. And they're going, wait a minute, we thought we were heroes. We were going to come into, you know, some sort of welcoming parade. And we find out that, wait a minute, these people just want the same thing that we want. We want peace. And, you know, what did they do? They didn't attack Russia.
Right. Well, there's so much, it's very dangerous where we are. That's all I can say about it. We are really on the cusp of going into really uncharted territory. And with the leadership that we have now, and I use that word very loosely, we have no capability of prosecuting a successful war with a third-rate world power, let alone Russia.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and as you say, at the very foundation of all this is the misinformation. It's the propaganda. When you and I were growing up, that was a big thing. We had to be careful of the Russian propaganda, you know, what was coming out of Europe. And and here we are. I mean, in this information age, which should be an age of increased knowledge, we've got increased stupidity because we've become so ideologically fixed. There's no critical thinking. There's no critical discussion. The mainstream media has checked out. There's no counter narrative to get us to understand. We just kind of like right now, Jim, most American people go, I feel like a mushroom. I feel like I'm in the dark and I'm being fed all kinds of manure here, but I just can't quite put my finger on it. Right.
Yep. No, that's exactly right. And, you know, the thing that I marvel at is how the mainstream media with a unitary voice, pounds the drums of war, you know, these are the supposed, you know, anti-war.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Left, you know, and suddenly it's all about how heroic Ukraine is. You know, where were they when our heroes were fighting the war in Vietnam to save us from communism?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, look, it's the same pattern. This is what they do. They play both sides of the middle. This is a consistent format. They did it in Vietnam. They did it, you know, during the Korean conflict. I mean, on and on. They have a pattern.
Yeah.
And and this is why the people have grown to distrust the mainstream media. You know, as someone once said, you know, in this information age, we know a lot about but what, but not about why.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here we are.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you know, and Joe Biden, most people don't know this, but Joe Biden, and this I discussed this in my book, I give his background. He was elected with the support of an organization called the Council for a Livable World, which was created by a guy named Leo Szilard, who was a Manhattan Project scientist. Who gave information about the atomic bomb to the Soviets. They considered him one of their best sources for information on the bomb. And then this guy went on to create the Council for a Livable World, which was an anti-nuclear group. And Joe Biden fell right in with them. And throughout his career, he's consistently voted against, you know, in missile defense. Against anything that would give us a leg up against the Soviets. And the same with Al Gore Jr. and Sr., both of whom were brought into the Senate by Armand Hammer, who was a Soviet agent.
You know, exactly.
People just don't realize this stuff. Mm. These people working against us.
Yeah, there's no security clearance on these people anymore. You know, from presidents to elected officials, it's disgusting. It's no wonder we have the leadership that we have today. It's very dangerous. Jim Simpson, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car Car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following the Federal Reserve's widely anticipated interest rate hike Wednesday, the housing market will likely see higher mortgage rates. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, the average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage on middle-class-sized homes increased to 4.27% from 4.09%, with points rising to 0.54 from 0.44. President Biden called Vladimir Putin a war criminal on Wednesday, just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to the United States Congress for more assistance in the fight against Russia's invasion.
I think he is a war criminal.
Earlier in the day, Biden condemned Russia's invasion and said the United States is sending more weapons to Ukraine. A spokesperson for the Kremlin, Dmitry Peskov, responded by saying, quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state, whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world." USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Well, as we prepare for daylight savings time on March the 13th this year, you know, many Americans are reminded to conduct simple safety checks around their homes, such as, changing your batteries and smoke detectors. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is continuing its effort to spring forward to safety by encouraging consumers to check their vehicles for safety recalls twice a year, timed conveniently with the beginning and end of daylight savings time. Great idea and a great reminder. During this annual Vehicle Safety Recalls Week, drivers are urged to utilize NHTSA's free VIN lookup tool or NHTSA.gov and the Safer Car app. Well, Dr. Stephen Cliff is with us, and he's going to tell us all about it. Dr. Cliff, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Well, tell us about Vehicle Safety Recalls Week. What is it all about?
Well, as you mentioned, it's a great opportunity to remind drivers about safety. This week we set aside as an opportunity to not only check your clocks and check that battery and your smoke detector, but go look up your VIN and see if there's any safety recalls. As you mentioned, this is a great way to get a chance to address a safety issue and address safety before anything happens.
And that's the best way to find out if your vehicle has been recalled, right?
That's right. You can go to our website. That's NHTSA.gov, NHTSA.gov/safety, and look up your VIN. That will, when you put in your vehicle identification number, it will tell you immediately whether there's any safety recall on your vehicle.
Now, a dealer has to fix your car when it's recalled for free. Manufacturers are required to fix the problem by repairing it, replacing it, or offering a refund, right?
That's right. Recall repairs are completely free. You can call up your dealer and take it in for an appointment. They will fix it. In some cases, you'll even, depending on how long it takes, you could even get a loaner car and ensure that the vehicle is repaired without any cost to you. It's really easy. Like I said, you can check it out, check on the website, and or you can download the Safer Car app. The Safer Car app is available for both Android and iPhone. And if you download that app, you can actually input your VIN into the app, and it will alert you if there's any recall that pops up in the future.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is your local dealer, they have this information, so they know right away, so it's no fuss, no muss. They're going to get their money. You're going to get your car brought up to standard, and we're happy campers all the way around, aren't we?
That's right. It's an easy thing to do. Often people will get information in the mail from the manufacturer saying that there's a recall. But like many of us, we're all busy, and we tend to not necessarily focus on those things that come in the mail. We get a lot of different pieces of mail, and it's easy to overlook those that relate to safety. But what I'm urging people to do is take those cars in, get them fixed, get the recall addressed, and avoid any safety issue in the future.
Exactly. Keeps our roads safer, too, right, Dr. Cliff?
Absolutely. There's a number of different issues that can be addressed. Last year alone, we had 987 vehicle safety recalls, and that impacted 22.8 million vehicles. That's the most recalls in a year in NHTSA's history. So there's a lot of opportunities to get a car repaired and to address those issues and address a problem before it even happens.
Exactly. Dr. Stephen Cliff, Deputy Administrator of NHTSA, oversees the nation's vehicle safety agency that sets vehicle safety standards, identifies safety defects, and manages recalls and educates Americans to help them drive, ride, and walk safely. Dr. Cliff, thank you for being with us. Thank you for encouraging all of us to keep the road safer. It's all up to us. It's everybody's responsibility. Where can they go for more information?
Bill, thank you. They can go to NHTSA.gov/recalls. That's nhtsa.gov/recalls, or download the Safer Car app.
Gave you the last word, Dr. Cliff. Perfect. Thank you. Have a great day. Well, March is the World Sleep Month, and according to research conducted by one poll, 51% of Americans snore. Well, we got good news for you. Our next guest is going to tell us how to get better sleep by muting the snores. And it doesn't involve a pillow over their head for an extended period of time, okay? So just relax just a little bit here. But just to give you a little bit more background, while it can sometimes be seen as something to laugh about, 39% of Americans who snore or live with someone who snores say their sleep is disrupted between 1 and 3 times each week. And, oh, yeah, by the way, 51% of Americans snore. It's like that. Well, Dr. Michael Bruce, he's known as the sleep doctor, and he's with us right now to give us all the details. Dr. Bruce, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so what causes people to snore at night?
So that's the right question to ask. Remember that snoring is actually a physical problem. So it's the result of a narrowing or an obstruction of the airway during sleep. So when we sleep, remember, the muscles of the airway, including your mouth, your nose, and your throat, they all relax. And the passages become smaller. And so the air moving through these narrowed passages causes the soft tissues of the airway to vibrate. That vibration creates the sound of snoring. So it's very physically based. Basically, anything that's in the pipe that's making the pipe smaller is making you snore.
Mm-hmm. Well, that number, 51% of Americans snore, that's a big number. And I would think those are the culprits. So we just got to figure out which one of us is snoring, because the other one, oh, you woke me up, you were snoring. No, you were snoring, right?
Right. And that happens a lot, by the way. I mean, I've seen complete marital discord, you know, where people are like, you're snoring and you don't care and you don't care about me and you're moving out. And I mean, people get crazy when it comes to snoring. So it's really, I mean, when you don't get your sleep, you're already sleep deprived. Then you're not making good decisions anyway. Meanwhile, you lop on the fact that you sleep with a snoring bed partner, then you've really got a problem on your hands.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, sleep is so critical, you know, to a psychologically, physically, so important. I was sharing with somebody else, there was a survey taken recently. It said, if you had an extra hour a day, what would you do with that extra hour? You know what the number one answer was?
What?
Sleep.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about...
Surprise me.
No, go ahead.
We're such a sleep-deprived society. You know, we did that survey with 2,000 Americans, and like you said, we discovered 51% of people snore. But here's something interesting. We actually found it's different in different parts of the country. So
really?
The Northeast, has got more snores than any other part of the country. I'm not sure exactly what's going on in the Northeast, but it seems like people are more likely to snore. Men snore more than women, 57% of men versus 46% of women. And then also, Mute found that 59% of snorers are between the ages of 45 and 54. So basically, if you're a guy between 45 and 54 and you live in the Northeast, you're pretty much assured of snoring.
Wow. You mentioned Mute. Tell our audience about Mute, because this was in lieu of using a pillow over somebody's face, Mute is having some positive results here, right?
Absolutely. So 75% of the people that are using Mute have found relief in their snoring. So let me tell you what it is. Mute is a small device that you put inside your nose. It's a internal nasal dilator. Now, I want to be clear. It's not like when you're going to get a COVID test and somebody's shoving a Q-tip all the way up your nose, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a very small plastic ring that's FDA approved. It's all healthy, biodegradable, all that kind of good stuff. But it sits just inside the nostril to keep the nostril open. I use it almost every night, especially if I've had any alcohol. But I also find that it's very, very helpful to have when I'm meditating in the morning or when I go for a run. I actually get more air, and I find that my time is better.
Well, Dr. Michael Bruce is a double board certified clinical psychologist and clinical sleep specialist. He's got all the info here. So where can we go for more information, Dr. Bruce?
So if people are looking to learn more, you can go to mutesnoring.com, or if you want, jump on Amazon, type in Mute Snoring. They're about $20. Go for the trial pack that has three different sizes and give it a shot. Let me know what you think.
Wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Tahi Amiibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Luke Moon is going to be joining us from the Fearless Project. He's a missionary in 45 countries and formerly with the Institute of Religion and Democracy. This Southern Baptist minister has a unique perspective on the persecution of Christians and Jews around the world. Luke, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be with you.
Well, the order of the day, sadly, is Christian persecution, and you've been on the front line, and you've been watching this wave of persecution continue to be amped up. Being in 45 countries, give us an idea. I mean, sometimes we're so America-centric, we think everything revolves around America, and we're short-sighted and not realizing, you know, what God is doing, you know, with other countries and with other believers in Him.
No, I mean, when we started in 2014, I'll just give you one example. There was almost 400,000 Christians in Iraq. And when ISIS came through and started pushing them out, today there's only about 100,000 left, which is basically there's more Iraqi Christians in the Chicago area than are left in Iraq. And, you know, the Islamists have this saying, first Saturday people and then the Sunday people. And they drove out the Jews in the 60s. And I remember sitting with a Christian guy in northern Iraq who said to me, if we only knew now what we saw then, maybe we would have a different outcome. And that's
well, look, the impact of these countries, I mean, this is just one story, right? And they're realizing the hard way what life is without God.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the sad thing is that when they create their ethnically homogenous state, and they realize, like, it doesn't turn out like they think, right? They think that, oh, if we get rid of the Jews and then we get rid of the Christians, everything will be perfect then. And that isn't the reality. Not only that, obviously that's fundamentally racist and
Well, tell me that's ever worked. Where's that ever worked?
It hasn't.
I mean, yeah, exactly. So, but go ahead with the story. I mean, this is important. See, what you're sharing right now is that what's happening in Europe and around the world that we're not fully aware of, guess what? It's here in America. Same thing is going on. That's why when people come, you know, from Iraq and they go, oh my God, what is going on here? I thought I left it. You know, I here it is. Iraq has followed me, right? I mean, I was talking to a couple women from Venezuela. They said the same thing. They go, my goodness, we see the signs that, you know, this is Venezuela deja vu here in America. And they're talking to people in Florida, and the people in Florida are kind of like, really? Well, yeah, I mean, let me tell you, this is what they did, right? So there's a consistent model that takes place when people are persecuted. And, of course, following the model, then you get the results is what you're saying. Go ahead.
Right. And the, I mean, the problem is that, you know, what the people of Iraq had to deal with in terms of radical Islam, you know, people around the world in places, you know, Canada and sadly some parts of the United States have to deal with radical secularism. But it's that same. It comes out of the same spirit, which is you know, smells like smoke. You know, and I think it's important for Christians to realize, you know, that one of the things that I struggled with, and I argued with my own pastor about this several times. You know, he was like, well, I told him, you know, the Jews help the Jews around the world, and the Muslims don't help the Muslims around the world. But what about the Christians? What do? Are we going to help other Christians when they're facing persecution? And his answer to me was sadly, you know, Luke, we can't be tribal like that. And I said, well, but Paul says, do good to all men, but first the household of faith.
Exactly.
And he's like, yeah, but Luke, you don't understand. We can't. You know, we have to be for all people. I'm like, yeah, but our own. We have to be for our own first. And sadly, too many times, I think Christians, when they see persecution and when they see bad stuff happening, they'll give to the, you know, to you know, Muslim refugees, or they'll give to Buddhist refugees, or they'll give to, like, but the Christians, you know, it's complicated or whatever.
Yeah, it's God help. God helps those that help themselves. Hallelujah. And you move on like this. And you're exactly right. And, you know, what comes to mind is you're saying, I mean, when God said, if my people who are called by my name, right? From 2 Chronicles 7:14. So it starts with his people called by his name. So how do you reconcile what your pastor is saying other than maybe he just feels like maybe God's arm isn't long enough to handle that?
Right. And I mean, the thing is that, you know, my pastor saying that didn't stop me. It hasn't stopped me from doing everything I can to help our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. I mean, it's hard work. But one of the things that I have found over and over again is when the faithful God stand with their brothers and sisters, like, doors open, things happen, and lives are changed.
Exactly. Well, you know, what comes to thought here, we have all this, you know, migration out of Iraq of people of faith into the United States, but you say there's 400,000 Christians in Iraq. What are they enduring?
Well, that's the thing. There were 400,000. Now they're down to 100,000. But the problem is that, you know, the U.S. government, they don't want to prioritize Christians. And the UN, they won't prioritize Christians. And basically, sadly, the Christians are often left without any allies. And even with that, like, you know, I attended an event a few years ago. This is the height of, you know, still the height of ISIS stuff, and there was refugee camps all over the Near East. And I attended an event where they were raising money for people in the refugee camps. And I was like, those are all Muslim. And I think it's important for Christians to share the love of Christ with everybody and the Muslims too. But in those moments where the Christians are fleeing and they have to rent apartments in Amman or in Damascus or Istanbul or something like that, and yet the Muslims are being taken care of by the UN and by USAID and by all of these you know, the do-gooder organizations out there, and the Christians are left with no friends. And
yes,
I think
exactly.
that has been a frustration of mine, sadly, for basically a decade now, is that we don't do enough. for our our own.
Luke, do you think American Christians, you know, like you said, America as a whole, American Christians especially, with any tragedy, I mean, we're running to the front lines and we're giving money. If they realized that their money somehow could be better stewarded to where we're helping our fellow believers, that maybe, you know, the donation channel and intention would be altered as it should. Is that what you're hoping?
That's my hope. I mean, I tell you what, I have yet to find the secret sauce on the fundraising side of this, because, you know, I've raised a lot of money for a lot of different causes, but the hardest one, I'm telling you, the hardest one to raise money for is to help our Christian brothers and sisters in harm's way. I don't know what it is. I've tried the browbeating. I've tried the let's stand together. I've tried every technique that I know, and it still is a struggle. And yet, I think it's important that Christians realize that it's hard, but that we also, you know, Paul repeatedly said, like I said, do good to all men, but first the household of faith.
And, exactly. Well, Luke, you got to stay in touch here, because we've got to. I'm in with you on this. I believe in your mission and your ministry and what you're doing. And so, you know, you're open to come back on the show and give us updates. We need this, because we need to encourage the house of faith. A lot of times, you know, we don't have because we don't ask, and they just don't know. Even though here you are, you're working your tail off for the last 10 years trying to get this message out, and it's still not enough, but look at, we'll do everything we can to come alongside you. What's happening right now? I think of the people of faith, the Christians in Russia right now. There are people of faith in Russia and Ukraine and what they're dealing with. You have anything to tell us about that?
I think the challenge for the, you know, in Ukraine and Russia, obviously both of those Christian communities are struggling. From what's happening with their governments. But I also know that I follow there's Christians that I've been supporting there, who have been feeding hundreds every day, hundreds of people every day. A simple meal, oftentimes, you know, it's like spaghetti basically or something very easy to cook a lot of, taking care of people. I mean, to your point that Christians often are the ones that run to the front lines, and too often in places, as Christians stand up, they get that persecution, but they also show Christ, and that's what they're doing right now on the ground in places like Ukraine and Russia. As these governments are shooting at each other, the Christians are being faithful to Christ and being a faithful witness, and we need to stand with them.
Well, Luke Moon from the Fearless Project has been our guest, and look forward to getting ongoing updates with what's going on in his outreach. And we, as believers, need to come along and support what Luke and the team are doing, and taking care of the house of faith first. I mean, that is really important. That is God's command to us to do that. Luke, what can people do to be in touch? A website and that, so that they can get involved.
Go to the philosproject.org, P-H-I-L-O-S, project.org.
Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.